automatically extend it back out shoulder height. Same as with the right arm. Do you understand that, sir?
Hell no!
Mr. Turner.
Hell no!
You understand what I read to you?
Hell no! Fuck this shit! Hell no!
Hold your feet together.
Hell no!
Arms at your sides.
Hell no!
Eyes closed.
Hell no! Hell no!
Lord, Lord, this is a cry. Lord, we come to you today as humble as we know how. And we are interceding for our brother Kanye, for he is in the sunken, drunken place, Lord. Lord, we come to you and we ask that you renew his mind and his spirit. For it was a choice for him to make those comments, Lord, and we are doing our best to overlook. However, they are so disgusting and rooted in so much bigotry and untruth, Lord. We ask that you hold Brother Kanye, ask that you keep him in your shining light, Lord, for he has been overcome by the devils, and he is in, again, the sunken, drunken place, Lord God. We don't know if it is a mental issue, Lord, but we do know that he is dead wrong, Lord. Please hold him. He is a father, a black man in America, and the things that he is saying is just not conducive to the type of movement we want to see in the black community, Lord. I ask that you take his hand and take that hair and do something else with him. A new thing, Lord, like you said. Do a new thing in Brother Kanye. A new good thing. I pray that those devils unleash the hold that they have on his life, Lord, because we need him to be the Kanye West who believes that George Bush does not care about black people. Hallelujah. We don't need a MAGA Kanye. We don't need another black man falling to the hips of who Donald Dump is. Lord, please save our brother Kanye. Please keep him lifted in prayer. And all who are in agreement, let's go ahead and say amen. Amen. Welcome, guys. This is another episode of Full Disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. And the we ain't shit today is me and my devout self. As you guys just heard, I sent out a prayer, Lord. I am a prayer warrior today, if none other, for our brother Kanye West, because he has fallen short of the glory of the God of God. Hallelujah. And we want to get him back to a place where he can think again and he can be up under just comfort and knowing that we probably won't buy any more of his music or support any more of his endeavors. However, he still can hang his head high that he has made some classic music. And for that, nothing else, Lord, we thank you. I don't know what happened with Kanye. I felt him losing his grip a while ago. And, you know, we always write people off because it's like, you canceled. But I honestly, truly feel that there is a lot going on. I respect that he wants to be an individual. I respect that he is a free thinker, as his wife likes to say. But what I cannot respect is you 100% disassociating yourself from the black community, who has done so much for you. We may not have done everything, but we are a big part of who you are and what you've done as far as an artist is concerned. We used to look to Kanye as one of the forefronts or people who had the most originated opinion and was willing to say the truth and lead us and guide us in a way that we can find some hope in white America. But on this recent week, I don't know what Kanye was doing. I don't know how to put it. I was too disgusted to watch all of the interviews. I watched some of them. And he does have some good points about certain things. But, yeah, no. I just feel as though he has come to a point where he is, out of his goddamn mind, if I don't know how else to say it. And I don't agree. So that's that. Like, I just feel like, yes, mental issue may play a part, but I don't want to blame this all on mental issues. I do want to give the Cadevils their part in it all and what they've done to take this man to the sunken, drunken place, as if they've done every other man they've put their fingers on. But that's neither here nor there. You don't want to blame any one specific Cadevil for the mayhem that is going on with Brother Kanye. But I do want to say that we see you. And enough is enough. Okay? So moving right along. The topic or the theme for today's episode is, how are you friending? And I'm trying to keep this brief. It's not going to be a long, long podcast today. Just my thoughts on how are you friending? I've been asked this question over and over and over again, like several times. Who are your friends that want to see you at your absolute best? And for me, it's been such a hard question to answer, because although I feel as though I'm a good friend, I know there's a lot that I could do to be better. And in my own life, to answer that question is very hard, because I've been challenged by my coach, my life coach, to weed people out who are not 100% for me. And I think what happens is, when you're friending a person, and what I mean by friending is in friendship with, we create memories, we have conversations, we share things, things happen here and there. I'm gonna be honest, a lot of my friendships are up and down. I want to say two friends right now that I could call and 100% unleash, 100% be vulnerable with, 100% express myself in the manner that I want to express myself, good, bad, or indifferent. And I know that they will not judge me and that they got me, so to speak. I like to think of myself as that friend that you can do that with. Some of my friends may disagree. I am a very blunt person. I say what I mean and I mean what I say. I don't carry any ill will. If I consider you my friend, I don't carry any ill will. So I was challenged to look at some of the things that I've allowed to happen in my friendships, and some of the things that I'm just not okay with, which of course I won't share, but it forced me to open up and really look at, how am I friending? And how am I being friended? For me, I'm friending in a way that is extremely mediocre, in a sense. And a lot of my friends always say that I'm unavailable, you can't reach me, and stuff like that. Oh, excuse me. And what they mean by that, I guess, is because I do take time off. I take time off from my phone. I take time off from sometimes social media, just because I am one of those people that, even though people don't think I am very absorbent of a lot of things. And what I mean by that is, I am a person who is always in thought, always in transition to do something else, always allowing myself to just be and be in peace and do things like that. And it requires a lot of alone time. It requires a lot of detaching myself from certain things. And I do that because, for me, I can be talking to you today and, you know, helping you through something, or we just sharing kinship, I guess, friendship. And I'm very, very, very sensitive to energies. And you can say something to me in reference to something you're going through and venting, and then for whatever reason, I don't know what the proper term is called, but I begin to feel what you're feeling, whether it be sadness, whether it be anger, whether it be resentment. Those feelings come onto me, and I don't know how to shut that off. If anybody can help me with that, let me know. It's hard sometimes, so I do become on purpose unavailable because I need time to recharge. I need time to think. I need time to separate my own life. A lot of times it's like I want to help everyone. I want to be a friend. I want to be there. But I'm not always as present as I could be. Excuse me again. So that's how I'm friending. I'm not 100% okay with how I'm friending. I want to do better, and I understand that the change that I need to see needs to happen with me first. I would definitely like to be a little bit more present for my friends. Definitely like to be a little bit more available to assist other than to coach and soothe or talk to. Like to be able to go out and say, hey, let's just enjoy this. Let's have these moments. Let's do that. I think presence is something that I can most definitely work on. Also, me just being secure in the woman that I am, so that when I do see my friends, just me being honest, when I see my friends getting or attaining something that I feel like I should also be in the winning circle with, to not hold that small little, oh, well, where's mine? When is it going to happen for me, God? To just be fully there and be able to be 100% happy for this person no matter what milestone they're at and no matter where I'm at. And stop comparing, not comparing, but stop looking for blessings because, oh, she got a blessing. I'm trying to understand and realize that everything is a journey and everything does not happen when you want it to happen. It happens over the course and naturally of time. So just because that's where this particular person is in their journey doesn't mean that God has forgotten about me. And I don't have any ill will. I don't want to see anyone doing wrong. I don't have hate in my heart. It's just when you've been working, you've been grinding, you've been doing things, and then you come along and your friend, you know, they're celebrating. You're just looking around like, okay, so when is it going to be me? So I feel like I can be a lot better at understanding that this is literally the universe that God has created, and God is an abundant source, and that it is okay for everyone to have, everyone will have, and there is no lack. So that has been like a challenge for me because I was so programmed to believe that one person makes it and it means there's less room for everyone else. So I'm reprogramming myself to understand and believe that there is enough room for everyone. There's more than enough room for everyone. Regardless if we're in the same genre, we're doing the same music, there's more than enough room for everyone. And what God has for you is for you, which used to fly right over my head, but now I understand that there are certain things that are tailored and made exactly for you. And when it's tailored and made exactly for you and it's not cookie cut for someone else, it feels right. So I would like to extend myself, like to challenge myself more into making sure that I understand and I'm aware of daily that there is abundance in God, and also there is abundance, period. There's enough room for everyone to make it. How I feel as though I'm being friended, I do understand I have some weak bonds in my friendship that I just need to simply cut off and not give any more energy to. A lot of it has to do with for what I think is communication. Well, you might have a misunderstanding with your friend. A lot of it to me has to do with, again, the same thing I'm having an issue with, seeing other people get things that you may have always wanted and start wondering, okay, God, when is it my turn? So there's just like a lot of different things that are happening in my friendships, and it hurts a little bit, but I understand that this is a process and something that you have to go through. One of the topics I wanted to point out is, you know, when to know when to cut your friends off. Because a lot of people are like, oh, that's not a friend. That's not a friend. That's not a friend. I believe it's very important to cut a person off when you feel as though you have come to a road where you've set your boundaries. They've continued to cross them. You put yourself in a situation where you are always on the giving end of the spectrum, never or very rarely on the receiving end. And it's okay to give. I'm not saying not to give. But as a friend, we have to know our boundaries and our limits. You talk about money and like, okay, well, I can lend you this and I afford not to get back. I tried doing that and it doesn't work. I feel like people can only respect you or, how do I say, respect you or appreciate you when you stop. So I've been friended some pretty shitty ways, but I am trying to refine and really get to the bottom of who is genuinely there for my greater good. And that's a hard conversation to have, because you really have to get into the nooks and crannies of the friendship and realize, okay, girl, it's nothing. We see each other, but it's really nothing. So I think the way I would want to be friended is, of course, more present, more available. Let's have more deeper intellectual conversations that is stimulating. And also go out and enjoy rich experiences. That's how I would like to be friended. I think for the most part, I know I'm not asking for anything wrong, but I'm just putting it out there. Like, that's exactly what it would be that I want. To have more rich experiences with my friends, to be vulnerable, to be 100% truthful, to love them unconditionally, no matter the circumstance, meaning I don't need to be in love or whatever, or because it's for you to friend me. If that makes any sense. If that makes any sense. But, you know, just having those conversations with your friends and chiseling out the ones that don't mean you any well, chiseling out the ones that make you feel as if you have to compete, because that is a big thing for women. We get in friendships and we feel like we have to go neck for neck, toe to toe. And that is just 100% absurd, because when you genuinely feel like there's room enough for all of us, all the competition goes out the window. It literally does. So I just, you know, been waiting around to make my edits, so to speak, and get myself in a position to where I am detaching myself from the people that I feel as though we've got some issues, or maybe not even unresolved, but like that certain issues, like making sure that in this friendship, I feel as though I am valued and appreciated, but also I feel as though this particular person is not here to watch my demise, right? So you guys hit me up and let me know how you're being friended and how you'd like to be friended at askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. I'm excited to hear from you guys. It's askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. Hit me up and I will definitely answer your questions and talk to you guys about whatever. It doesn't matter. I am definitely available. But that was on my mind today. Like, what is, how are you friending and how are you being friended? And are you okay with the way that you're being friended? Because sometimes you're not okay with it, but you don't know how to change it. You see that there's a problem. You know that this person is low-key, could be potentially a piece of shit. But what you do is you continue to be friends, because I know for me, I'm like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I can get over it. And then what happens is shit starts to accumulate to the point where now y'all hoes in the middle of 95 on the side of 95 about to throw hands, and you about to put your hands on this girl because you feel as though she got you fucked up. It's all about how we're friending and being friended. And a lot of us don't know, let's go ahead and keep it all the way real, how to be a good friend or what that even entails. So I think that'll be the next segment, like next time I talk about friends and friendship and kinships and what does that mean. I will leave you guys with this. A good friend is someone who, no matter what, is going to remind you of the things that you said you wanted and try to hold you accountable for the things that you said you wanted. And they want what's best for you, not what's temporary, not what's going to make you satisfied at the time, but what's genuinely best for you. A good friend, like, even though it's a lot of times feel like that's too much, a good friend cares about the fullness of your well-being. The fullness of your well-being. not just your body, but your mind, your soul. And if you haven't gotten to that point yet, you really need to reevaluate your friends and how you're friending and how you're being friended. Because that's such a loose term that we throw around, but a lot of times you don't understand how much weight goes behind that. Somebody is your friend, and what they, you know, what you're requiring from them, and what you guys share and value as a friendship. A person who genuinely wants you to be the best person you can be and support you through that is a friend. You're not friends if you came together with mutual enemies. You're not friends if all you do is sit on the phone and talk about other people. You're not friends because it was convenient. And no, that's acquaintances and associates. So if you have friends, tell me who your friends are. And that's all for today's episode, guys. Again, always hit me up, askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. Askfulldisclosure@gmail.com. And I'll be answering all of your questions via email and on the show. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Full Disclosure. We ain't shit, but we was raised right. Y'all take it easy. And please, please, please pray for Brother Kanye. Hallelujah. Pray for Brother. Yes. Wave your hands, crystals, whatever you got. Wave them over there and pray that he can at least wake up from the sunken, drunken place and loose the holes you have on them. You cadevils. You don't need him. We need him. You don't need him. And I'm out.
Sir, you called your phone working iron.
Sir.
Hell no! Hey, you must be getting him some pussy or something.
Mr. Turner.
Hell no!
Mr. Turner.
Are you going to do the physical performance test?
Hell no! What motherfucking breath test?
You gonna take a breath test?
Hell no!